Okay, the last question from the sister is regarding a certain scholar. Her husband says, I don't want you to visit this scholar or sit in his durus or anything so forth. Not because his knowledge is defunct, just because the husband doesn't prefer that scholar.
For whatever reason, you must obey your husband, especially he's not the only sheikh. He's not the yoni sheikh where if you don't study with him, you will not find any other source of knowledge. Knowledge now, brothers and sisters, and authentic and sound knowledge is available online via satellite TVs and audio and video lectures. So if he says, do not listen to this, do not make this point a point of dispute or difference between you and your husband, rather obey your husband and you may change and listen to another sheikh. And most likely, what happens, why the husband insists on that, because a remark that the wife made concerning the sheikh, I like the sheikh, I like to see the sheikh, I like to listen. So you have to be smart also and be moderate. Whenever you praise somebody, you should say, وَلَا نُزَكِّي أَحَدًا عَلَى اللَّهِ Allah knows best whether he's righteous or not. And may appear as righteous before you, but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the hiddens. So you focus on one thing, that you are interested in knowledge. So you admire this part, that I think he's an authentic source of knowledge. And Allah knows best. And as I said, in answer to your question, you should really comply with your husband, and Allah knows best.